Hello, my name is Javon Franks. I am the creator of Static Core. I want to say thank you for listening. I think right now we're up to about 8 listeners, so 6 of those are family, but thank you all the same. Please share, and I hope you continue to enjoy. I wanted to take a moment to introduce Static Core as a story and talk about my ultimate vision for it. If you're not familiar with cyberpunk as a subgenre of sci-fi, Static Core is a cyberpunk epic. And you have enjoyed many cyberpunk stories if you didn't know that's what it was called. Blade Runner, Total Recall, RoboCop, Ready Player One, Elysium. All of these movies blend the two major features of cyberpunk, which are high technology and low life, meaning you're going to see things like space travel, artificial intelligence, virtual reality, flying cars, but that's going to be all existing in a world that still has extreme poverty, and people are selling their organs or becoming cyborgs so they can do certain kinds of work. There's class systems and very staunch political systems, and all of that exists in Static as part of this cyberpunk world. Now, the reason I started the story the way that I did with the Doom Troopers guide is because I've always kind of hated that classical form of exposition where, you know, there's a character who really only exists so things can be explained to them, so you as the reader or the audience can learn what's happening in the story. And, you know, some stories do that better than others, but in this day and age when we have all the backstories and the encyclopedias for things like Star Wars and Star Trek and Harry Potter, I thought it would be cool just to write that myself and to use that even as a starting place, which is why one of the very first things you hear is that you are being inducted into the Static Core. So I wanted you as the audience to really feel like you were a part of the story. Now, the world of Static is set about 100 years in the future in a world that's radically changed. And the driving force behind that is that space and time have been broken apart. They are no longer one and the same force, space-time. And that, I say a lot more about that in the Doom Troopers guide, but in short, it means that kind of the laws and forces of nature are all up for grabs. The story is, this Static Core is not a story of a ragtag group of rebels against an empire or a mega corporation. It's really a confrontation between two groups who are both incredibly powerful in their own ways, battling against each other and the forces trying to rip apart the fabric of reality. Another feature of Static that I've built up and really in fleshing out the world is that the Static Core is a fully realized society with its own institutions that are competing against each other and the antagonists in the story. For example, my characters don't just drive awesome cars, they own car companies. They don't just have cool bases, they have architecture firms. And, you know, that's not wholly unique. You know, we've got Tony Stark and Bruce Wayne and characters like that. But I really wanted to think about that in the context of an organization that has to do everything for itself, from where are they finding their meals and their medicine and their hospitals to where they're driving their cars and their weapons. So kind of some very practical day-to-day things are blended into this story, and our characters aren't just, you know, heroes or soldiers in this army or fighting this fight, but they've got businesses that they run, and they are important to the story. My ultimate vision for Static Core has always been a rich multimedia experience, and that culminates with an animated series and a video game that inform each other back and forth. So I didn't just want to have this animated series and then a video game based on that, but as the characters develop, as the story and the elements of that story develop, I wanted a video game that would let the player pick their own character, build their own team, have their own base, and as the stories from the animated series kind of create the world of the video game, and then the video game kind of lets people play out those stories and then do things that I could never imagine, then those elements start to feed back into the animated series. So it really creates this cool experience where fans aren't just playing the game or reading the stories, but they're informing how the stories ultimately get told. This has been a process 20 years in the making for me, and I finally decided to adapt some of the stories and into this podcast. I hope you enjoy. I hope you share it. And I also want to say that this is the most low-rent production ever. I'm literally just sitting in my house with my phone and not even a Bluetooth headset. I'm using a wired headset to make this recording. So if you have a story that you want to tell, and just find a way to start doing it and sharing it, and you know, and you'll enjoy it at the very least, and if it, and hopefully other people will enjoy it too. Thank you for listening.